back in Dublin's fair city, many long years ago, a little seed was planted, and it began to grow. And the sower's name was Catherine, and deep love was in her heart. For here in this fine land, the dream of mercy she did start.
No one would have been more surprised than Catherine Macaulay herself when in 1978, 200 years after her birth, her image adorned an Irish postage stamp. This was followed in 1990 by her being declared venerable by Pope John Paul II, the first step on the road to becoming a canonized saint. And in 1994, her portrait graced the Irish £5 note. It was commented at that time that perhaps her image should have been on a £20 note. But Catherine herself would have agreed that the £5 note reached more poor pockets than the 20. Born on September 28, 1778, Catherine Macaulay was certainly one of God's most ardent businesslike women. A woman born to make a difference. A contemporary of Jane Austen, the Bronte sisters, and Charles Dickens, authors who wrote about poverty, this great Irish woman was different. She did something about it. Dublin, the city of her birth, was one divided into rich and poor. One side with its splendid mansions and aristocracy, while the other housed Europe's most unsanitary slums, with huge numbers of poor people deprived and powerless. Although Catherine was not born into such poverty, her father, James's compassion for the poor, had a lasting effect on her. Sadly, he died when she was only 5 years old. After his death, her mother, Eleanor, being young and inexperienced in matters of managing money, spent it foolishly, and soon the family declined into poverty. For several years after her mother's death in 1798, Catherine lived with the Armstrong family, kind relatives who were not Catholic, and unfortunately showed little tolerance for Catherine's religious practices. However, nothing could ever make Catherine forget the memory of her father's faith and his practical love for the poor. When in her late 20s, Catherine went to live at Coolock House, the home of the Callaghan family, she became companion to Mrs. Callaghan. William Callaghan was a non-practicing Anglican, his wife a practicing Quaker. Although neither had any love for Catholicism, Catherine never let her personal feelings get in the way of her work. During the years she spent with them, Catherine nursed the ailing Mrs. Callaghan, administered the estate, and reached out in love, generosity, and mercy to the domestic staff and to the neighbouring poor. During these years, too, her hidden spiritual life of prayer and love of God matured and grew strong. Because of Catherine's devotion and example, both Mr. and Mrs. Callaghan were received into the Catholic faith before their deaths, and they bequeath most of their estate to their ever faithful companion. The Callaghan legacy enabled Catherine in 1827 to establish a house of mercy in Baggot Street, Dublin, where she and several companions could engage in teaching and training homeless girls and women. She was open to new ideas in everything, especially education. She travelled to France to learn educational systems. Her approach to the injustice inflicted on the poor was to empower them practically by providing them with opportunities to educate themselves. She began to visit the sick in hospitals and care for them in their homes. She was enterprising and decisive, with the qualities of an excellent executive. An executive whose heart overflowed with love of God and others. It was still pre-Emancipation Ireland in 1827 when Catherine opened her house on Bagot Street to the poor of Dublin. Through her fidelity to her call and the collaboration of her generous companions, the house gradually assumed the status of a modern sheltered workshop, an employment centre, an orphanage, a night hostel, an adult education centre, while the outreach of visitation and distribution of food to housebound poor could be called a forerunner of the worldwide Meals on Wheels services. Catherine never wanted to establish a congregation of religious sisters, but to ensure the continuance of her ministry, she agreed with the then Archbishop of Dublin, Dr. Murray, to undertake a novitiate and form a religious congregation, provided that its members could follow an apostolate that was not bound by cloister, something that was the norm for religious orders of her time. Catherine was 53 years old when on December 12th, 1831, she took her vows and the Sisters of Mercy were founded. What she did then for the 10 short years of life left to her after that was phenomenal. She herself opened 10 convents in Ireland and 2 in England. Others, including Liverpool and Newfoundland, were already planned when she died in 1841, aged 63. In that time, she also wrote hundreds of letters, letters that are the legacy of this lovely, kind, very human woman who inspired and continues to inspire women to be channels of God's mercy in our world today. On the following tracks, we will hear extracts from the letters of Catherine Macaulay. Each letter will be introduced by a little historical background, and we'll finish with a reflection that helps us see Catherine's great vision for mercy as it is lived today.
And now the seed that Catherine sowed has thrived throughout the years. It grows within our works, our courage and our fears. Though once a seed, her dream now stands as a solid tree. Its branches are the symbol that we are all a family.